From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin with a special report on the Christmas weekend tornadoes.
It was like you're in a dream. You know, the sirens going, and then everything kind of just went kind of quiet, and it was just like an eerie feeling.
You see things like this on TV from other communities, other parts of the country where it happens, but it really hits home when it's right here in your backyard.
So glass started flying, the lights went out, it was dark. It was the most frightening thing I've been through, and I'm 84 years old.
With 11 people dead and 1,000 buildings damaged, North Texans reacted to the devastation today with grief and determination. In the next few minutes, we'll hear from folks dealing with the aftermath of the storms in Garland, Rowlett, Fort Worth, and the Collin County town of Copeville. We'll start with KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, who's here in the studio. Hi, Eric.
Hi, BJ.
We're just starting to learn about the 11 people who died in the tornadoes.
Officials released the names of the 8 people who died in Garland. The oldest was 77, and the youngest, a 1-year-old. All of the Garland victims died in vehicle accidents at Interstate 30 and George Bush Turnpike. The winds from the tornado picked up the cars and flipped some of them. One mother of 4 was apparently on her way home and calling her family, asking about dinner plans. The phone call suddenly stopped. Her husband used an app to get her location. But by the time he got there, she'd been found dead. In Collin County, 3 other people died, including a baby. We don't know their names yet.
I understand 1,000 buildings have been damaged from Ellis County, south of Dallas, all the way to Collin County.
Certainly, and in Rowlett, crews used heavy machines to remove debris and damaged vehicles from streets. A curfew in selected neighborhoods remained in effect today. Officials are worried people could get hurt by the wreckage and down power lines. National Weather Service crews were busy, too, today surveying the damage. They determined the EF4 tornado, the biggest one from Saturday night, had winds of up to 180 miles per hour, and that tornado traveled 13 miles, hitting Sunnyvale, Garland, and Rowlett.
50,000 people lost power Saturday night, so how many are still affected?
Well, in Rowlett, about 4,000 customers were without power earlier today. Oncor has brought in extra crews from other parts of the state and hopes to restore power by late tonight. Garland provides electric service through Garland Power and Light, and that group has been working throughout the day to restore power.
Now, how are people helping? I saw lots of examples.
Certainly, that's been the case today. Several online GoFundMe fundraising accounts have been set up for tornado victims, and tens of thousands of dollars have been donated already. American Airlines is pledging $100,000 to the local chapter of the American Red Cross. And local elected officials also encourage residents to send money to the Red Cross. And Facebook pages have been set up to help reunite residents with their pets. Area animal shelters have been taking in lost pets, too.
KERA's Eric Austin, thanks so much.
Thanks, BJ.
Today in Garland, many residents return for the first time to assess the damage. Mayor Doug Athes spoke at a press conference near the intersection of I-30 and President George Bush Turnpike in one of the most devastated neighborhoods.
We've had such an outpouring of support from state agencies and county agencies and the federal government, but from the private sector, so many citizens have offered both donations and contributions, actually it's to the point of overflowing.
So far, Garland police have confirmed 8 deaths after 180-mile-per-hour winds flipped a dozen or so vehicles off an overpass. Police Chief Mitch Bates says seeing the aftermath in the light of day is shocking.
These are our family members. These are our friends. These are our neighbors. These are our citizens. You see things like this on TV from other communities, other parts of the country where it happens, but it really hits home when it's right here in your backyard.
Police are checking IDs before allowing homeowners back into their neighborhoods. To find out how you can help, visit keranews.org. In rural Collin County, 3 people died during Saturday's tornado. Part of the destruction happened in Copeville, east of Lavon Lake. As KERA Stella Chavez reports, one elderly couple made it out alive, even though their home was totaled.
Joyce and Walker Mills have lived in their brick home for nearly 30 years. They say they've never experienced anything quite like Saturday's storm.
I was sitting in the den, and Walker had just gone to his bedroom to lie down to rest a while. And I was watching the weather. And I had heard that it was going to be bad here, but I was just sitting in the lounge chair in the den, and all of a sudden, I mean, it just
I think it knocked me from out of bed.
The couple, who've been married 26 years, suffered only a few scratches.
Oh, it sounded like a whole big gush of wind. I mean, it's just roaring, yes. Wind, just roaring.
There was no time to react and no tornado siren. It happened really quickly, Joyce says. 15, 20 seconds, maybe.
Glass started flying. The lights went out. It was dark. It was the most frightening thing I've been through, and I'm 84 years old.
I've been through storms before.
I haven't been through a storm like that before, and it was really frightening. I mean, I just put my hands over my face and started praying.
Walker and Joyce were found by his son Gary and three Collin County deputies. Gary and his wife live next door. The Walker's roof caved in, and for now, the couple is staying with Joyce's sister in Levon. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
While tornadoes were plowing through suburbs south and east of Dallas Saturday night, Tarrant and Denton counties were being drenched. Today, as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, a mudslide blocked an interstate exit in Fort Worth.
Traffic is flowing normally on Loop 820 in southeast Fort Worth now, but the exit for Sun Valley Drive is closed. Early this morning, after hours of rain, sleet, and snow soaked the region, sliding mud buckled thick concrete slabs and partially collapsed the embankment at the exit just north of I-20. The Texas Department of Transportation has yet to release a timeline for repair, but a spokesman says the Sun Valley Drive exit is expected to be closed for several days. Christopher Connolly, KERA News in Fort Worth.
From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.